From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah buried a top military commander Friday after he was killed in an attack in Syria, where the group has deployed thousands of fighters. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin of Mustafa Bedreddin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday in a funeral procession. The 55-year-old Bedreddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. Without giving any specific time, Hezbollah said that Bedreddin was killed in a big explosion targeting one of its bases near Damascus Airport. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the killing. Hezbollah said it was investigating the cause of the explosion, saying the investigation will determine whether an airstrike, a missile attack, or artillery bombardment caused the blast. An elderly Buddhist monk has been hacked to death in a remote region of Bangladesh, according to officials. The body of 75-year-old Mong Shwe U Chuk was found early Saturday in an isolated temple in a village 350 kilometers southeast of Dhaka, the capital. Police say they do not know the motive for the killing of the monk, who lived alone. The Daily Star, a Bangladeshi newspaper, reported panic spread among the locals following news of the slaying. The monk's son told the Star his father did not have any enmity with anyone in the area. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations said in a new report that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated United Nations sanctions when they provided pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against Congo said pistols were issued to members of the Congolese army and national police, and some eventually ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 for the Congolese Presidential Guard. These actions appear to be in violation of UN sanctions that ban North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. Authorities in Bangladesh say 56 people have been killed by lightning strikes in different places in the past 2 days, triggering a panic among some people. After a heat spell scorched Bangladesh for about a week, thundershowers hit the country's 14 districts on Thursday, with the lightning strikes killing at least 33 people. Another series of lightning struck the country again on Friday, taking at least 23 lives. Scores of other people were also injured by the lightning strikes in the past 2 days. According to police, most of the people who died or were injured across the country were working in farmlands or were in open spaces when they were struck. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has become the latest manufacturer to block the use of its drugs in the lethal injections. Pfizer spokeswoman Rachel Hooper said Friday the drug maker already did not allow its medicines to be used in lethal injections, but had added new restrictions that enhances the previous system. The news about Pfizer's decision was first reported Friday by the New York Times. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says closing the sole remaining area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can enter and leave Islamic State-controlled territories is one of the top priorities of U.S.-led coalition forces. Speaking Friday in Colorado, Carter said sharing and fusing information across the battlefield is helping to prevent attacks and restricting foreign fighters' movements. An anti-counterfeiting group suspended e-commerce giant Alibaba from its group after backlash from member companies that see the Chinese firm as the world's largest marketplace for fakes. FIFA scored several firsts Friday with the appointment of Fatma Samba Diouf Samora of Senegal as its first female non-European Secretary General. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.